Daniel's Ranch Vineyard. This is Marissa. How may I help you?
Hey, Marissa. Is Dana there?
Dana, no, she's not here today.
Okay. When's the best time to get a hold of her?
Hold on just one second. Let me find out when she'll be back in office so I can give you a good time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next time she'll be in is Tuesday.
Okay.
And if you call around 10, you'll get a hold of her.
Perfect. Do you have her email by any chance?
I do. Give me one second.
Thank you.
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
It's hard to.
Well, I believe it's just Dana, D-A-N-A, at LosPinosRanchVineyard.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, she's the only one there that handles the business financing, right? Like, there's not, like, an office manager, CFO, someone like that?
Deidre, I know, handles finances. I don't know if she's here. I can go run upstairs and check for you real quick.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
And it's Chef Dana at LosPinosRanchVineyard.com.
Oh, Chef Dana. Okay.
All right. Give me one second.
Thank you.
This is Deidre. May I help you?
Hi, Deidre. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But we had mailed out, our bank had mailed out a pre-approved finance offer to your guys' business. Looks like it was 2.5 weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some past financing that you guys did with Hister Yale. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. I know harvest is coming up, so I just wanted to see if you guys had any needs for equipment or financing right now.
No, not at this time.
Not at this time? Okay. Okay, is business going pretty good?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Are sales up this year?
They're a little bit, yeah.
A little bit? Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
No, ma'am.
No. And is this, like, mainly your busy time, would you say?
Yeah, harvest. Yeah, we're pretty busy right now.
Awesome, awesome. How do you guys prepare for busy season?
It just takes a good team, and we just, everybody puts in extra hours, and we get it done.
Oh, that's awesome. How many of you guys are there out there?
There's about 40.
Oh, 40. Okay, cool. And is it, like, mainly red wine that you guys do, or white wine as well?
We do both.
You do both? What's your biggest seller?
It's probably our Meritage.
Oh, okay. Do you like it?
Yes, it's good. Yes.
Is it your favorite?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll have to try it. I don't know if you guys... do you guys ship all the way out to California?
We do not ship to California yet. We're working on getting some more, but we do not at this time.
Okay, so unless I go out to Texas, I probably won't be able to try you guys.
Exactly. You need to come visit us.
Yeah, I'll probably have to do that, right?
Yes.
Would you guys say you guys are growing then, if you guys are planning on trying to export out to the other states?
We're growing. I mean, we have more and more stuff that we do every day. Something different happens, so.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So how do you guys, like, market? Like, how do people find you guys? Or, like, is it just kind of like
this? Internet, yeah.
Okay, and do they just see you guys in stores?
Mm-hmm, and in stores as well, but most of it is internet, so.
Oh, really?
We do a lot of Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Our own website, so.
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now. So are you guys able to ship, like, in a state?
Yes, we can.
Can you ship out of state or no?
We can to certain states, just not all of them yet.
Okay, yeah, because I know there's, like, some weird laws, because I've tried to buy alcohol before, like, across states, and sometimes, I'm just not allowed to.
Yeah, it's crazy but that's the way it is, so we're trying to get there.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy obstacle, because, I mean, it's obviously legal everywhere, but I don't know why there's, like, weird laws between the states.
Yeah, some states will let you, and then others don't. It makes no sense, but we don't.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You just have to try and, like, follow them or find those loopholes, right?
Absolutely. That's what we do.
Definitely. Would you say, like, maybe, like, there's, like, a typical time of year where you guys, like, evaluate equipment or capital needs, or is it all kind of just, like, on an as-needed basis?
Just on an as-needed basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
As-needed basis. So, with harvest, like, do you guys usually, like, need new stuff, like, before harvest happens, or just curious if, like, anything really changes with, like, the season?
Really doesn't change a whole lot, just kind of as things break down, wear out, you know, that's when we kind of start evaluating.
yeah. So, like, how many, I'm just curious, like, how many, like, bottles of wine do you guys make, like, per season? Like, a lot?
Yeah, we do a lot.
Like, millions?
No, it's probably not millions. I don't, the one who is going to be the winemaker, and he is actually gone today, but it varies.
Okay. Okay. Well, it definitely sounds like a super interesting industry. How long have you been in it?
I've been here for 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. And how long has Los Pinos Ranch been around in general?
20.
Oh, 20?
No, is that right? 19. We're going on 16. Sorry, we're close there, but we're not quite.
Oh, 16. Do you guys still have, like, some of your first bottles that you guys made?
We do. We have them in what we call, like, a library.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have you tried any?
I have not tried any of the library ones. We just try to keep those, you know. I don't know that anybody here really has drank any of them. Maybe the owners sometimes, especially but they don't always tell us about it.
Yeah, I bet not. Well, definitely seems like a super cool stuff. I don't know if it would be okay with you if I could maybe, like, get your email address and just kind of follow up with you in case you guys ever have a need, then I could, just, you know, you have my info on file.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You can always send an email.
Okay, perfect. Can I get your email address?
It's Deidra, D-E-I-D-R-A.
Uh-huh.
At LosPinosRanchVineyards.com.
Okay, and it, Deidra, D-E-I-D-R-A?
Correct.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely follow up with you here. Then if it's okay with you, I'll probably just check up every now and then just see how business is going.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.